Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting 5th. The 3rd baseman, Doug Rader. Batting 6th. The 1st baseman, Lee May. Batting 7th. The 2nd baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting 8th. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Hahn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garrett. The throw from Judsa and he is out, Metzger applying the tag. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. Rader moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Skip Judsa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judsa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. Helms moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mays fields it and throws to second for the out. Helms moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. AG hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Helms scores. Roberts moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Hahn reaches second base with a double. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hahn moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hahn scores. Dyer moves to second. It's 3-1, Astros. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Dyer moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kuzman. Wynn moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Astros. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jutsa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts bunts in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Jutsa moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett juggles the ball. That's an error on Garrett. Jutsa moves to third. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a fly ball into center field. Hahn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jutsa tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Milan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mays settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim McAndrew now pitching. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Helms reaches second base with a double. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jutza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Helms scores. It's 7-1, Astros. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts bunts for a double play. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hahn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a line drive towards third. Rader reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Milan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Watson. Milan reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Milan moves to third. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jutza hits a fly ball into center field. Han settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hahn hits a line drive into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 7, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.